Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you. We're still doing the Christmas stories. We're getting closer every day. The countdown is upon us. And it is time for us to talk about something that you may not think of when you think of Christmas. Do you ever think about boats? I know. But it's a true thing. There are such a thing as Christmas boats. And if you live in a city that's got a big harbor, or you have a city that's got lakes or oceans near it, you will sometimes see boats that are decorated for the holiday season, and we're going to talk about it. So today's story is called Christmas Ahoy, and this story was written by Aaron Daly, and it's illustrated by Kayla Stark, and it's read today by Mommy. And
hi, my name is Fred.
Hi, my name is Fred. Well, hi.
I'm probably the Fred from the last book who said he was definitely not Steve.
Yeah, Fred, who is definitely not Steve. That's how I expect you to be. I'm glad that you're here, Fred. Thanks. Will you listen to my story with me? Okay, let's do it. So, the big harbor bustles with people and light. The holiday boat parade starts tonight. From starboard to port, the lighted boats shine. The judges are ready. The boats get in line. And now those are different parts of the boat, right? Starboard and port. So starboard is your right side and port is your left, okay? And in the picture we can see it's a beautiful boardwalk and there are some lovely looking lights on these boats.
Cool.
As the bright moon shines out over the water, we can see the boats. They're beautiful. And it says, one lighthouse decorates a sailboat mast. And we can see that this is a sailboat, and they have built a lighthouse on their boat.
Wow.
It's quite the thing. Two gondoliers sing of Christmases past. Now, this is the sort of boat that you see in a place like Venice, right?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Where there are people who will stand on the boat and sing. And then they'll sing to their passengers. The passengers can sit in the boat. And they will row them through the town. And they will sing to them. Three tugboats chug along like railroad cars. Chug, chug, chug. And you are used to seeing tugboats, right? If you live in the harbors where tugboats need to pull big boats in and out. And they've decorated them to look like choo-choo trains. I think this next one is my number one favorite. Four surfboard trees shine with holiday stars. Yeah, and in this one, the guy has kicked off his shoes, he's laying back in his boat, and he's got some surfboards that he's stuck into his boat pointing up. So he's put stars on top of them and they're shaped kind of like a Christmas tree. And he says, Melikalikimaka, which is what you would hear in Hawaii, right? And it means Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Five fishers harmonize ever so merry. And we can see these guys on their fishing boat. They've got a tree. They've got some fish, a big fish made out of lights sitting on the deck of their boat that they've caught. I wonder what song they're singing. We fish you a Merry Christmas, we fish you a Merry... What do you think? It's just a thought.
Fishy bells, fishy bells, fishy bell rock. Fishy bells, fairy, and fishy bell
rock. You're just going to say the word fish, right? And fit it in wherever. I like it. Six dancers twirl on the sugar plum fairy. Oh, that's really funny because it's a ferry boat, which means it ferries people from one spot to another spot. We have ferry boats that go all around where we live. We live in the Pacific Northwest, and there are ferry boats in this area. What's really interesting, okay, my friends, is that they have changed the lyric to be ferry, right? Which is the kind of boat that they're on, instead of fairy, which is how you spell the mythical creature with wings and a wand. Uh-huh. And yeah, in the picture we can see how funny they all look. They're fairy dancing. Remember the Sugar Plum Fairy comes out and she dances with her guy and they dance all over the place? Yeah. Okay. And then when we turn the next page, my goodness, 7 sweet gingerbread houseboats spread joy. Oh boy. And these are houseboats. They are impressive looking, and they are, it looks like, decked out to look exactly like a gingerbread. But do not try to eat them. They're not real gingerbread.
So funny.
Right? They're so funny. And then 8 paddling pirates shout, Christmas ahoy! And we can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold on. It says, wait, where's Santa's barge with 8 flying reindeer? Santa is missing? He's supposed to be here. Rumors abound. The crowd starts to chatter. Oh, I'm very worried about what's going to happen. These pirates, do you think the pirates stole him? The pirates on their paddle boards? Uh-oh. The judges looked worried. What could be the matter? They are looking at each other like, what's happening? Yeah. Arr, say the pirates at the crest of a wake. The reindeer are tired. They needed a break. What? No reindeer? No Santa? How could this be? Avast, say the pirates. They're coming. You'll see. What do you think these pirate, paddleboarding pirates are up to? Then in the distance, the clang of a bell, a yacht glides into the harbor and, well, 9 reindeer chill, 4 and aft. What a sight. Mm-hmm. We can see, so a yacht is one of those fancier boats, right? And when we say 4 and aft, we mean at the front and at the back of the ship, okay? There's even a red light at the very front of the reindeer's ship that makes it kind of look like Rudolph's red nose. And look, 10 flying fish will pull Santa tonight. So we can see Santa's barge. It is full of Christmas toys. I'm going to guess they might be delivered to the boys and the girls that are on the dock. And the flying fish are just flying away, and away the fish fly as the spectators cheer. Merry Christmas to all and a happy new year, says Santa as he is pulled by flying fish. Now, in case you're confused, flying fish are a real thing. They are fish that have large fins and they can jump out of the water and it looks like they're flying, but then they glide back into the water. They don't actually fly up out of the water for long distances and like can fly across the country or anything like that. No, they don't do that.
Not
airplane fish. No, nope. And it says, whether yours has an engine, a sail, or some oars, happy holiday wishes from our boat to yours. And in the back of the book, it gives descriptions of some of the boats that we've discussed. For example, if you want to know more about a sailboat or a gondola or a tugboat or a pontoon boat or a surfboard or a fishing trawler or a ferry, like the one I was explaining, or a houseboat, or a paddleboard, or a rescue boat, or a yacht, or a barge, or a dory, or even a rowing shell, this is where you would get more details on what those things are. And that, our dear friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.